Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, talking Centralia basketball, joined now by boys head coach, that is Cole Aldeford, is presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coach, your team got back to it on Tuesday night against Troy, but let's go back to last week, the TBL tournament, such a fun atmosphere and so many competitive games, and lo and behold, your team comes out on top. You beat Hanover, the number one team in the state. They had won 30-some straight games, defending state champs, and such a great game in the championship on Saturday. 57-50 was that final. You know, just take us back through your thoughts on the TBL tournament, how it kind of transpired, and how happy you were with how your team played.
Oh, yeah, Brandon. We, you know, going back, you know, earlier in the week, and, you know, weather, Mother Nature kind of put a damper on some things and kind of condensed things a few days. But, you know, it had been a week since we'd played, and when we started out with Wetmore and you know, struggled a little bit early and kind of found our way late and basically survived and advanced, and then, you know, played a tough Frankfurt team, and Coach Steinlong, he does a great job with those guys, and they're scrappy, and we're able to outlast them and play good basketball. And then, you know, Saturday, we were able to put things together in our, probably our best game of the year, you know, both on both sides of the ball, and we shot the ball well and fixed things that when we played them the first time, you know, we were able to, we didn't do a lot of things that we did do correctly on Saturday, and it proved to be important and pivotal for us to get the win.
What was the biggest difference, I guess, where your team was in that Saturday game against Hanover compared to that early December game at the beginning of the year? How much had your team grown, and what were the biggest changes for that second go-around with Hanover?
Honestly, Brandon, it was just the confidence in the offensive side of things. You know, film study does a lot, and shows, we were able to show kids and talk about how, you know, they defended us the first time, and we did not, you know, use their zone against them the first time, and the second time we did, you know, we got the ball in positions where kids can make plays, and you know, they ultimately comes down to putting the ball in the hole and making plays, and they did that.
Some teams got the fortunate side to have Tuesday off, you know, postseason or coming off the TBL tournament, post-tournament, I should say, but some teams got right back to it. Your team was one. You had to go to Troy Tuesday night. Obviously a very good team. Trojans got fourth in the TBL tournament, got one of the best players in the league, Jarrett Norris, just a sound group all around, and it was a tough out. Troy gets the win by 13. You know, take us through that game Tuesday, and you know, what was Troy doing that just made it so challenging for you?
You know, it's tough. You know, we didn't play with any energy and came out flat, and then found a little spark and you know, cut the deficit to two, you know, at halftime, and just couldn't really get over the hump. You know, Mr. Norris is one of the best posts in our league, if not the state, and he's just a monster inside on both ends of the floor, and you know, they're really good. You know, Coach Roosevelt does a good job with those guys, and they're really good when he ducks the ball a lot, and they kept getting it to him. You know, it didn't matter whether we tried to front him, whether we played behind him, you know, pick and roll, they kept getting him touches, and then when we did a good job on him, you know, their guards are can shoot the ball, and you know, when we do a good job on 21, and you know, Cam Anderson hit a big three, or you know, somebody else would step up and knock down a shot. So they're athletic, and you know, we struggled with some of that, and just never really found our groove.
This is a really challenging stretch coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Next four games, you look out, you get another matchup with Hanover this week. Turn around next week early on, a non-league game against a very good Rock Creek team. You'll get Frankfurt again, who's towards the top of the TBL standings, and then a St. Mary's team in a non-league game down the road, who's one of the best teams in Class 2A right now. What do you expect here in this next stretch or so, these next three or four games, next 2 weeks? What are you really going to find out about your team here in the next 2 weeks?
We're going to find out how mentally tough and how gritty we are. You know, it's a grind, and you know, I think as of right now, you know, I think our legs are gone, and we need some rest, but you know, there's no rest for the weary. You know, like you said, you got to come back with teams you just played in a tournament and, you know, that are well coached and hungry because, you know, we beat both the TVL teams and, you know, they're looking for some revenge and, we'll definitely have our hands full. But, you know, if we could stay together, stay healthy, you know, that's kind of a big key at this point in the tournament, you know, especially after the, or point in the season, especially after the TVL tournament, you know, health is an issue with most teams and, you know, we stay healthy and keep grinding.
That's Centralia boys basketball coach Cole Alderford joining us here, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coming off a loss Tuesday against Troy, but last week posting a TVL tournament title victory, and now a tough stretch coming up, and that starts with another matchup with Hanover on Friday. Coach, first off, congrats again on the TVL win. Good luck on Friday against Hanover, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate all your hard work.